ါလီ concentration အားများလာလို့ရှိရင်တော့အဲ့ခုနစူးစိုက်တာများရင် zombie ဖြစ်သွားတယ်စိတ်ကူးညံနဲ့တုံးသွားလို့
ဘယ်လိုပြန်ပြောပါ
စူးစိုက်တဲ့အားနဲ့တရားတမာလီမျိုး
Sometimes when we do the concentration type of practice and we just focusing on one object, if we get over focused or too much focusing energy, we become unable to think in a reasonable or an intelligent way or a wise way. He says, you've seen people become zombies. Too much samadhi, too much concentration, not able to think wisely anymore. He says, that's why that sort of concentration, that sort of samadhi does not give rise to more wisdom. Okay, so that's about samadhi. So he's trying to again show you, again he's showing you that you don't need to use a lot of energy to develop samadhi. It's not because you use energy and focus that samadhi comes. When you have the right attitude, samadhi is there. The third one is what we call usually effort. But again, the quality of effort that we are talking about is more the quality of perseverance. You know perseverance? Persistence, not giving up. Doing it over and over and over again, steadily, consistently, always. It's again not about using a lot of energy to do something. Not that kind of effort. You know, not like chopping firewood. He said.
သမာဓိဟောဝိရိယရှိတယ်ဆိုတော့မံကန်တဲ့ဝိရိယဆိုတော့လှုပ်တင်တော့လှုပ်တာမလှုပ်တင်တော့မလှုပ်တာလည်းဝိရိယပဲလူကြီးကလှုပ်လာမှဝိရိယလို့ထင်တာ
He says right effort is defined you know in the definition of right effort he says doing the things that you should do doing the right things is right effort and not doing the things that you should not do is also called right effort yeahSo effort is not only about doing. Right effort can also be about non-doing. So what becomes more important to understand is whether something should be done or should not be done. That's right effort.And a very important key in insight meditation practice is to do it continuously. Continuously just means consistently over a long period of time. He doesn't mean right now, like continuously. He says this is one of the main things that he has come to America to tell people.Why do people practice insight practice for years and not grow their wisdom or change their lives? He says because they don't do it consistently and they don't do it all the time, as much as possible. He says now what people do in insight meditation practice is they want to go for a retreat.
Short time.
They spend a short period of time and try to get the most out of that time by putting in a lot of energy.
And gain something.
And get something, they hope. He says, you cannot do it that way. Because the motivation for all that is greed. There is no wisdom in it. He says, so long-term practice is very important. To do it always, consistently, and persistently, patiently for a long time. He says, it's only when you do something for a long time, you are close to that subject all the time, you become familiar with it, just like if you are a doctor or a secretary or a nurse or whatever, when you've done it for a long time and you're close to that subject all the time, you cannot express to other people the depth of the understanding you develop from doing that for a long time, right? Same thing. Yes,
လုံးတစ်ခုအမြဲတမ်းရင်းနေနေသူကစဉ်းစားကြလို့မလို့
Yes, it's that closeness to that work. The fact that you're doing it a lot of your life. Yeah? ပါလားရင်းနေနေမှာ
စဉ်းစားကြလို့မလို့
He says when you're that close to what you're doing.
ရင်းနေတယ်ပါလဲဆိုတည်နေ
All the time, he says you don't even need to think about it. It's second nature to you. The moment you see it, you understand it. Right?
အဲ့တော့ effort ကိုအမြဲတမ်းအဲ့တော့နောက်တစ်ခုကဦးဇင်းက effort ကိုဘာလို့ကြောက်လဲဆိုရင်လူတွေက effort နေမှာညံမပါဘူးဒီဘာလို့လဲဆိုတော့တက်တက်လောကလောဘဒေါသမျိုးလုံနေတော့ effort မှာလည်းအပြစ်ပါဘောဇင်းခုနှစ်ပါးမှာတုံးမှုမှာတတိယတမဝုစီရဝိရိယရတုံးမှုကအကြောင
်း
အဲ့တည်းမှာဦးသိန်းကြောက်တာဝိရိယပဲကြောက
်
ဘာလို့သူ့မှာ define မဲ့အပြစ်ပ
ါ So you see so that's the quality of right effort he's talking about yeah long term perseverance and all he says he gets afraid of the way we understand the word effort He said, because most of the time when we make effort in life, there's not much wisdom in it. Everything we do in life, we do with greed or anger. Yeah?
And deluded.
Or delusion. And that is the motivation behind our actions. He said, Errol.
Errol, the man was here, the tea, bothering, couldn't have asked you, no?
So there is, in the Buddhist literature, there is something called the seven factors of enlightenment. Which again are just qualities of mind that are at work or you know when you're meditating that support meditation and of these seven qualities so we won't talk about all of them but three of these qualities are conditions they are conditions that give rise to the other four and the three conditions means that you can apply those and the three conditions are awareness effort and wisdom So in Pali they're called sati again remembering virya effort and dhamma vichaya is a wisdom quality it's called dhamma investigation now he says the qualities of sati and dhamma vichaya correctly understood awareness and wisdom there's nothing wrong in those qualities we can't do anything wrong with it but the quality of effort when we don't understand that quality he says we can put the wrong effort in easily he says do you know why in life people put in a lot of effort to do something greed yes when there's a lot of greed we use a lot of energy and when we have anger we also use a lot of energy And when there's a lot of delusion also, we just use a lot of energy. Because we don't know what, you know, when there's delusion, we don't know what to do. We just put in all the energy possible without really understanding why. We just put So he says that delusion is the most scary thing. We have to be wary of delusion, he said. Yeah, he says we notice greed and anger more easily but it's delusion that's really feeding the anger and greed.
Information ni pe ni la nyan ho pu wi saka pyo ni nyan chaw pu pyo ni la di delusion ko tai pu
yeah that's why he's giving so much information because information is a kind of wisdom and wisdom is the opposite of delusion right so he's giving all this information to try and battle the delusions that are present
confident, yeah?
So the fourth quality that's working in the mind is called faith or confidence.
Ba confident ba chi ya mae so di biyana tong ma yong na da myin ni de bu wi lu di de khana tha au lo lo se yong ma ko ko yong ko lou da lou yong ma
And he's not talking about faith or confidence in the Buddha the Dharma and the Sangha. That's far away he said. No need to think of it. He says, in the present moment, while you're practicing meditation, the faith you need is faith in yourself and in the practice of meditation, in the work you're doing. That's all. If you understand the benefit of this work that you're doing, you actually see for yourself how when you are being mindful, whatever, how it's beneficial for you, you will have faith in that practice and do it. In a very simple way, he says, if you get money from doing this job, you'll do it. If you don't get money, you won't do it.
ပြောချင်တာကိုလှုပ်လှုပ်ပိုစိတ်ဝင်စားပိုလိလာလှုပ်တဲ့အဖက်ကိုပိုစိတ်ဝင်စား result ကိုတိတ်မဖြစ်စားနဲ့
so he's again pointing out he says not to fixate our minds not to be looking to the result that we want to get from this practice but looking at the process of the practice the actual doing of the practice the practicing itself while you are doing it what is the benefit of doing it rather than what do I get if I do this not somewhere in the future
တရားတိုးတက်တယ်မတိုးတက်တာဘာနဲ့တိုင်လဲဆိုရင်လေ special experience နဲ့မဆိုင
် he says
အဲ့ quality ဒီခုနကပြောနေတဲ့ five quality မြင့်တက်လာတာကိုတရားတိုးတက်တယ်ခေါ်တာ
the measure of progress in meditation he said is not strange and wonderful experiences people say oh I saw this you know I felt so light I you know I saw light strange experiences oh you know it's not the strange and wonderful experiences that measure whether you are progressing in meditation progress in meditation should be measured by checking those qualities of mind that are working are those qualities of mind growing in your mind
တတိယမရှိတဲ့တတိတွေရှိလာတယ်တမာတိတွေမဖြစ်တဲ့တမာတည်ငြိမ်မှုတွေဖြစ်လာတယ်လှုပ်ချင်ကန်ခြင်းတွေရှိလာတယ်တဒါတွေတက်လာတယ
် he says you
တိုးလာတယ်ဒါမှတရားတိုးတက်တယ်ပေါ့
when you find that your awareness your remembering of yourself seems to become more and more natural you are remembering yourself more and more often when you find the steadiness of your mind
reaction နည်းနည်းလာ
yeah is maintained more and more often times when you were reacting more now you are reacting less when you find that you feel enthusiastic about doing the practice you're happy every time you notice you are aware and you feel happy about doing it more and more you're looking forward to it he says these are the qualities these show that the practice is growing in you it has nothing to do with the experiences it has everything to do with your understanding and the last quality that works in the mind when you are practicing meditation is wisdom and again he said he's not talking about I think some of the audience here will have read about vipassana insights into the nature of things or enlightenment all that he says no that's far away again we're not talking about that kind of wisdom he says do you know how to practice in the right way yet Are you skillful at the practice? So you're not struggling with it.
ညာရင်လို့
We need that wisdom first.
လုတ်တက်တဲ့ညာမလာဘဲနဲ့တဘောပေါက်တဲ့ညာမလာနိုင်ဘူ
း. Without the understanding of how to practice skillfully, he says the understandings that come from right practice are not going to come.
အဲ့တော့အာထုတ်တဲ့ညာရုပ်နဲ့စိတ်ကဘယ်ဟာအာထုတ်လဲ?
He says between the mind and the body, mind and the body, which is practicing meditation. mind
ဘယ်ကိုစိတ်ကိုကိုမမတိဘူးဆိုရင်စိတ်အားတွေဘယ်လောက်ဆိုင်နေလဲစိတ်ကဟိုဘာကြီးစဉ်းစားနေလဲဘယ်လိုအသွေးခေါ်ရှိလဲ attitude ဘယ်လိုရှိမှာကိုမမတိရင် skillful ဆိုတာဖြစ်နိုင်ပါ့မလားလောက်အားထုတ်မှုကိုကြောကျင်ပါ့မလ
ား so we are using this mind to meditate but we don't recognize for ourselves how much energy this mind is using we don't recognize what thoughts this mind is thinking we don't know the belief system of this mind the beliefs from which this mind is working we don't know what attitude the mind is having how can we become skillful at using that mind he said everybody has this right sometimes oh I had a good sitting oh I had a bad sitting
why do me blue people
if he asked you why what would you say
I don't know
your wrong attitude
အဲ့တော့စိတ်ကိုကြောကျင်တဲ့လူကသူကဟိုဒါမှသူက meditation အမြဲတမ်းကောင်းတယ်။ maintain လုပ်လို့ရ
။ Yeah. He says so. I mean there's no such thing as a good or bad sitting actually. But he says when we don't understand the mind, he says then we are not skillful at how to keep the mind sort of working in a steady way. So the ups and downs happen.
အဲ့တော့အခုပြောတဲ့အထိမှာအာယုံမပါလေးဘူးနော်စိတ်အကြောင်းကြီးပဲပြောနေတာ
He says so far if you all notice he hasn't talked about any objects Do you all notice he hasn't told you what to observe He's been talking to you about the mind that will do the job
idea you have your object job of your
yeah he's talking about all the ideas that should be in the mind not talking about the things to pay attention to
so five faculty or now you did a chat don't chat long
okay so now there are three last points important points he said
many things very important
many things very important he said
continuity awareness yiji
number 1 he said continuity of awareness is very important
ဘာဖြစ်လို့ဆိုဦးနေရဒီမှာအမ်ဆိုက်လူလှုပ်ထားတဲ့အာကိုသိမှတော့
ဖြစ်ရမယ်လို့မပြောဘူးလား
အဲ့ဒါဖြစ်ရမှာ
he says why is continuity important he says because he has explained to you now that you don't need to use a lot of energy to get something right but if there is continuous awareness it builds momentum that's a natural energy not energy that you put in but the energy that builds up by itself that is called that he calls the dhamma dhamma energy nature energy
dhamma ကိုနေရာပေးမလို့ကိုကနေရာကြီးပဲယူဓမ္မမလာတော့
he says so we want to give space to the dhamma to do its work we don't want to go in and do the work of dhamma if we're there all the time dhamma has no space to do its work Otherwise, we are always in there, focusing, trying to pay attention, not giving Dhamma its space to do its own work. Another thing is that he wants to point out, he says that continuity is important. He didn't say you have to have continuous awareness. It's not that you must have continuous awareness. And you won't be able to get it. you won't be.
အရှိန်ရလာမှာတဖြည်းဖြည်း continue တူရတူအရှိန်ရလာတဲ့အပေါ်မှာဘူးတည်တယ
် Yeah It's just momentum that brings it You just need to do it as much as you can
လုံးနိုင်တော့လုပ
် Have the intention to remember to be aware as much as possible And if you keep doing it steadily and patiently momentum will develop and it becomes more and more often
momentum အရေးကြီးတယ်ဘာလို့အရေးကြီးလဲဆိုနေရာတိုင်းမှာအရေးကြီးတယ
် So that momentum is very important And he said, you know, momentum is so important. It's aware. It's important in all areas of our lives. Awareness is, sorry, momentum is important in education, in business, in relationships, right? If we focus, if I am doing too much focusing, he says, I run out of energy. We run out of energy, then we find we don't have the energy to keep being aware in a natural way. So when that momentum comes and it brings continuity and all, he says, what continuity brings for you at that time is, he says, it allows the mind to see processes, a whole process, very quickly, but the mind catches it all, simply because that momentum is there. That's one of the things it brings. So if he asks you, when is time for meditation? What would you say? Anytime, all the time? So from the moment you fall asleep until... sorry, from the moment you wake up in the morning until you fall asleep.
Opposite. Opposite,
yeah. So do you all need a schedule? You need a schedule? Every time it's time for meditation.
Oh, I told you no,
All of you have come here because you want to practice, right?
Right.
Yeah. When he did a retreat, he held a one-week retreat in Cloud Mountain Retreat Center in Washington. They had no schedule. Just mealtime, breakfast, lunch, interview.
Yeah.
That's it. No other schedule. They can do anything they want if they're mindful. So people found in the meditation hall they're sleepy. But if they were walking out there and they sat out there, they weren't sleepy. So he says, what is meditating? Is the sitting posture meditating? So we might be sitting, but we might be sleepy or lost in thought. But that's not meditating. So he's explained before, it's when those qualities of mind are working that is called meditation. So you can do whatever you like with the body. If the mind is aware, awake, alert, interested, then you can walk or sit or eat or lie down. Anything.
Lying down.
Yeah. But be careful with lying down. He says you might fall asleep. If you have some momentum and habit and being aware, then you can try lying down meditation. But you can do leaning back meditation because it's more relaxing. Lean back on something and just be aware.
Relax. Relax.
Yeah.
No, relax. Arm side when you do sit down, try to be relaxed.
He says, and don't misunderstand the word relax. Relax doesn't mean do nothing. Relax means, he says, you're not using energy to focus, but you are present, and you are very interested in the present moment, and just interested to see what is there. That is relaxed. So if you have an honest desire to understand what is happening, he says that's interest. And you'll be relaxed. He said because he heard that, you know, there are Vietnamese who came to Burma to practice meditation. And then they went back to Vietnam and tried to teach the other people, and all the emphasis was relaxed. And then everybody was sleepy all the time.
He was try my, try my. So interest.
Yes, he says, if wisdom is present, which is interest, interest has the quality of wisdom in it. If the mind is interested, he said, effort is present, samadhi is present, awareness is present, everything is already present, and wisdom. So you know. So you are knowing for yourself. You understand for yourself, what am I doing now? And also, and you also very clear why you are doing it.
He
says at the center in Burma, he asked yogis sometimes, why do you sit in the Dhamma hall? They said, because the gong. Because someone hit the gong, so it's time to go and sit in the meditation hall.
Harry gong.
So he said, what's really important is for you to know for yourself, for you to understand why you are doing something. So you're doing it intelligently, you don't need the gong to tell you what to do. Yeah. He said, you should observe your own body and mind and find what is suitable for your body and mind at that time. If it's more suitable for you to be walking, walk. If you think you need to sit, sit. But look at your own experience. What you need for yourself. Is there a schedule here?
Yes,
of course. Of course,
Edward.
Yeah. He says, so he wants to say the schedule can be there, but it is not the point of the retreat. You know, you can be relaxed around it. Use it in a way that's helpful for you. Not be too stuck on it. So the second important point is to practice in a relaxed way. Yeah. So you're not going to focus, you're not going to control, you're not going to be feeling restricted. So and in English, he doesn't like to use the words focus, or concentrate, or penetrate to represent the word awareness. Yeah, he prefers that people think of it in this way. Observe, be aware, recognize, acknowledge, notice, watch, whatever feels
energy
comfortable for you.
Course.
Yeah, but the energy of these words is very different from the energy of the other, the first three. He says, right now, we try another practical exercise. Don't change the way you're sitting and don't close your eyes or anything. Just become aware of yourself. You notice things about yourself? For example, touching or...
temperature. Sound. Anything without upset.
He says, to notice these experiences, how much energy did you need? Not much. Is it tiring? Difficult? So you just need to be like this all day. So you can eat or sit or walk or go to the toilet, take a shower, but just know yourself in that way. Okay, so the last point, the third point, the most important point is right view. Yes, in insight meditation practice, he says this is the most important point, right view. Now we are observing all these mind and body objects, yeah? What view should we watch these or observe or notice these objects with? What view should we have towards them? So, all of you have sensations in the body, right? You can feel hot, cold, warm, soft, hard, rough, smooth.
Any sensation?
Lots of sensations in the body. But are you the only one who can experience these sensations? Are you the only one?
Yes.
You're the only one who can experience hardness?
Yes.
No. Nobody else can experience hardness?
No, for ourselves.
Huh?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Nobody knows that they are in pain.
He's talking about the nature. Not your particular experience, but the nature of that experience. Isn't it possible for anyone to have that experience?
Yes.
To have that quality?
Ah,
yes?
Okay. Feeling, pleasant, unpleasant, neutral.
What about feelings? Feeling pleasant, feeling unpleasant, or feeling neutral? Yeah. Anybody can experience these feelings.
Sick.
And what about the mind?
Good
mind, bad mind. Anybody could possibly have an experience of that. So,
these kinds of ideas, the body sensation, feeling, and
So, this helps you to see, he said that these experiences of sensations in the body, feelings in the mind and body, feelings and activities in the mind are not yours alone. They are actually qualities of nature that everybody can experience. So this is the view with which you are going to observe those qualities. So the view is that they are all qualities of nature. Yeah? He emphasizes this because he says, what is our usual habit? When we watch ourselves and we feel a sensation or feel a feeling or think of something, he says, who do we think it is?
Mind.
Right. We identify that those experiences to be mind. So, he says, to tell someone, be mindful of yourself, be mindful of the body, be mindful of the mind is not enough. Still.
Wrong view part.
Because that wrong view is still there.
Buddha Bada Wim Maho, the Chabada Wendy, the Lubet Babioji. The identifying name is Jima.
Buddha Bada Wendy, Madia
Nebuchadnezzar.
He says, you tell any ordinary person, be aware of yourself. He says, what will that person see when they pay attention to themselves? Me and my experiences. Right?
Depression the mind of my thing to tea. Think my tea will tea. I meant wrong you and tea so soul.
He says people who have depression are very aware of their minds. But they feel I am depressed. And they feel depressed about the fact of about these feelings that they have, and so they feel worse and worse. They get more and more depressed. Have you all been angry before?
No, look, you're not. You're not.
He said somewhere once somebody said no.
Oh, Hawaii.
In Hawaii. Somebody said no as a joke. And when you think, when you're feeling angry and you think, I'm so angry, does that make you feel more angry or less angry? More. Yeah, all of you know this, yeah? He says, but do you know why when you think I am angry, it makes you more angry?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. So the meaning of the word vipassana, insight, you know, we usually translate it as insight. Vipassana means special seeing or extraordinary view. Not an ordinary view, but an extraordinary view.
Ordinary view, I need to define it.
The ordinary view is to see it as me and mine. He says, right now, those who are wearing spectacles, he said, whose spectacles are you wearing? Whose glasses are you wearing? Mine, right?
Right?
Whose hair is it on your head? Mine. What about when the hair falls from the head and is on the floor? Whose hair has fallen to the floor? My hair. He says, the hair on my head and the hair on the floor. Which hair is my hair?
So
you see how strong our sense of identification is. How strong our sense of me, my mind, myself is. He says it's everywhere. Very strong. It's automatically there in the mind, all the time. We don't have to think about it. So that's why when we want to meditate, he says we have to remember the right view and keep reminding ourselves that this is nature. We are watching all these experiences happening in body, but from what view do we want to view these? Do we want to observe these experiences?
Nature's not my meal.
We mustn't forget that these are qualities of nature that we are observing.
Okay, pain, blue pain.
You have pain, he says. Whose pain is it? Nature's pain.
The pain is nature, okay.
Yeah, the pain is nature. Yeah.
My pain will drop it.
If you think my pain is
gone.
Yes.
So
what we need to recognize is whether there is right view or whether there is wrong view happening in the mind right now.
Recognize.
Yeah. When there is wrong view, okay, it's not vipassana yet. Okay. That's why right view is important.
Practice load, mindful load, right view, awareness.
So just to practice, which we think is awareness, just to pay attention, is not important. He said, we need to check first whether right view is here or not.
Awareness, right awareness.
He says, then only right awareness will follow. You all know that in the Noble Eightfold Path, you know the Noble Eightfold Path?
Right view, right thought.
It's a formulation of the practice of meditation, and it's eight parts to that, and each of these eight parts has the word right or wise in front, and I'll tell you the eight of them. It's wise understanding, wise view, and then
right livelihood,
wise livelihood, wise action, wise speech. wise awareness, wise effort,
wise
and wise concentration.
And so obviously, stupid.
He says, so if it's not wise, it's going to be unwise or wrong. Yeah? Yeah. Yeah.
He didn't say that.
I know. I'm not repeating that.
Okay. So, like I said, I'm right or wrong.
Yeah. So, the inclusion of that, the fact that the Buddha used the word in Pali, it's called Samma. The Buddha put that word, right or wise, in front of every single part of that path is not for nothing. He put the word right or wise there because it's possible it could be unwise.
So, body ne sik ma phit ni da a lo da ba wa lo yu lai bi so da ba paw da bi so na lai bi no a lo yin mi lai na lai bi no.
He says, so you all can understand, at least logically, yeah, can you all understand this concept that everything that we are experiencing in this body and mind are actually
nature.
Qualities of nature, yeah, huh? Universal qualities.
You get me, who are you?
So if somebody asks you, he says, who are you? What are you going to answer? He said,
I'm the nature.
he says, I'm nature.
So, I know you lying. And now she's a shield.
He says, so then, he says, if you think of everything as nature, is anything a disturbance anymore? No.
Oh, samadhi pini.
So if nothing is a disturbance, samadhi is already present. You already have samadhi. You won't have a reaction. You won't like something, dislike something, you know?
Naturally.
Because it's nature.
As it is.
It's just as it is.
Samadhi pure, then low.
So do you need to try to develop samadhi? No. So there's two ways to get to samadhi. One is you have wisdom, so the samadhi is already there. The second one is you try to be aware continuously, and that brings samadhi too. He says, again, we haven't spoken about any objects yet, right? No one object.
Object, check the object. Object, the cool people, the cool people, the mirror people. Kiss them, see. Awareness, continuous awareness, are easy.
So the object is what you become aware of. Okay, the object. It doesn't matter whether it's one or two or many. Okay, what is important is the awareness is present. So you come back to checking. Yes, awareness is still happening. I'm still remembering. I'm still aware. That is continuative awareness. What it's being aware of, 1, 2, 3, 4 objects doesn't matter.
Wandering mind,
and another thing he wants to explain to you is the use of the word wandering mind. We say, Sayadaw, I had wandering mind. Now he says, if you notice that the mind is thinking, that's not wandering mind. Okay? It's only when you're not aware and you're lost in thought that the mind was wandering. When you've become aware, it's not wandering mind anymore. He says, so is sound or noise a disturbance?
No.
And are thoughts a disturbance? No.
Oh, okay.
He says, if you watch your thoughts, if you watch the thinking mind, can you develop samadhi by watching the thinking mind? Yes.
Oh, the hell.
Wow, he said, not bad. He says, but he wants to point out to you again, it's not because you watch the thoughts that you develop samadhi, it's because you're watching continuously that you develop samadhi. You realize always the difference between the object and the mind that's doing its work. Yeah. And whatever comes up in the mind as thoughts, he says, it's not about what you're thinking, the story and the thought. He says, what you need to take is that something has arisen in the mind. This is happening in the mind now.
Recognizing,
thinking is happening now. There's a thought arising now. Thinking is happening.
Yeah.
Another way that we use language is we say, my mind went away. My mind went out, and then I brought it back. Again, he said, that's a, that kind of wrong use of language can give us a wrong idea, because the mind cannot go anywhere. Things just happen in the mind. That's all. Even if you're thinking about the past or the future, he said, the thought about the past and the future is happening in the mind now.
Okay. Present moment.
If you know it's this is what is happening now, you're in the present moment. Okay. Only the story is about the past or the future, but that thought is happening right now. Okay, last topic is pain. What are we going to do when there is pain? What do you do with pain? Do you watch pain?
Why do you watch
pain? He says, you watch pain because the monk said to tell you to watch pain, so you watch pain? Yes, okay.
Teacher, watch the pain, the pain.
Teacher says, watch the pain, so you watch pain, right?
Dukkha.
He said, oh, dukkha. Problem, he said. He says, why do you watch? Why are you aware?
You see
the change in your. He's asking you in general, you're meditating. Why are you being aware? Why are you watching things? What is your objective to watch things? Yes, because you want to understand that this is nature. And he has another thing to say. He says, when there is pain, he does not encourage you to look at the pain. He'll explain to you why. He says, at home, yeah, we have all these sense contacts. We see things, hear things, feel things on the body. And what is our usual reaction to our experiences? What is our usual reaction?
Like it or disliking.
Yeah. What? Like and don't like, yeah. And that is the habit of the mind. It's just the habit of the mind. You can't help it. So the moment you look at the object,
attention pay like that,
you pay attention to what's happening, the mind reacts with liking and disliking. Very strong automatic habit. Automatic habit of mind. That's why he says, don't focus on the object. Don't focus. There's no need to pay too much attention to the objects. He says, if we think about our lives, he says, what have we done? When it's hot, we turn on the fan. When it's cold, we make ourselves warm. And what is our attitude when we do this? Like and dislike.
So
that is what the mind will do if we pay attention to the experience or the object. The mind will just come in with its usual work. So before you look at the object, he says, first check. What view am I going to look at the object with?
Yeah.
So what view should you observe pain with?
Nature. Okay.
It's nature. So even if you look at pain, he says the mind will feel dislike, right? Mm-hmm. And you notice there's disliking and there's pain. What view are you going to observe disliking and pain with? Yeah, you have to remind yourself this first. And rather than look at the pain, he says it's better to look at the disliking mind, the mind that does not like the pain, the resistance the fear. Not to make it disappear. You're not looking at the fear in the mind to make the fear go away. You're looking at it to understand what is the nature of fear. Is it important for it to go away? And you watch that difficult feeling in the mind for as long as you can. Only as long as you can. If it becomes very difficult, stop. Make yourself comfortable. Don't stay in pain. He says, when you sit meditation, should you move or should you not move?
No.
He says, if you should move, move. If you should not move, don't move. First investigate. Yeah. There are some people, they don't have no difficulty. It's not very painful or very bad, but they just want to move all the time. They're just restless. Okay? Then maybe better not to move yet. Wait a little and check it out. What is restlessness like? Yeah? There was a man once, he told the man, only wait 2 minutes. Just be interested in what restlessness feels like for 2 minutes, and after that you can move. And the man just sat for 2 hours. He got so interested. He says, so your objective is you want to know what is happening in the body, how does it feel in the mind, what is the mind thinking about all this. And you are just watching to recognize all this. And you do that for as long as you can. When you find things too difficult, he said, don't do it anymore. Just stop then, right then. Make yourself comfortable again and start again. Okay? He says, when you meditate, should you keep your eyes closed or open? Who taught you that? He says you can open your eyes or close your eyes. Do whatever is suitable for you. Whatever is helpful at that time. What's important is for awareness to be good. For you to be awake, alert, aware, interested. That's important. There was a yogi once. He said he was lost in thought. It was so strong. He couldn't stop it. And he asked the teacher, what should he do? The teacher said, open your eyes. Because seeing is a very obvious object. He says, how many of us know that seeing is an object? Seeing is something that we can be aware of. He says, all of us when we practice meditation, he says, we are being aware all day. We are paying attention all day, yeah? Paying attention to all these body sensations. We wake up and we open our eyes until we fall asleep at night and we don't notice that we're seeing. Isn't that strange? That's really strange. He said that's because we just have not made seeing part of our experience of meditation. He says this is the kind of meditation or awareness that we can apply when we are at home. He says when you put down something on a table or somewhere, don't you look first before you put it down? Don't you look before you put something down? You want to open a door, don't you look before you open the door? Do you close your eyes and open the door? He said, no. And this looking and the seeing, they're not the same, right?
Tula.
Yeah, you can, are they the same? No.
Bakwal.
Can you feel the difference? What's the difference between looking and seeing?
When you're
sitting, awareness has to be there. Oh, tuan, awareness machine, right? Me awareness she there.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Together, na ku zulong the dishi.
Yeah. Na ku zulong the dishi mami na. Na ku zulong the.
Actually, he says you should have awareness in both. Awareness when you look. Awareness when you see. What is different between looking and seeing is how the mind is working. In looking, there's an intention to focus on something particular. In seeing, seeing is always happening. You don't have to intend if the eyes are open and seeing is happening and you recognize seeing is happening, you are seeing.
No. Looking.
When you look and you know you're looking, you actually seeing the mind at work. The mind is looking. The mind is paying attention.
Mm.
Hearing is the same, listening is the same.
มีนาละสึกกูมีนาတော့အကောင်းချက်ရှိနေတာပေါ့မြင်နာလဲတိတော့တိပါလေအဲမြင်နာတိတာခက်တယ်တတိကြည့်တာတိတာပုံနေတယ်မဟုတ်အဲ့လိုလုံးမဟုတ်ကြည့်မှန်တိစိတ်ကိုပို့တိနေတယ်ပြောတာနော်နော်နော်โอเคအဲ့တော့ဘော်ဒီပဲမလို့ပါနဲ့စိတ်ကိုကြည့်လိုက်ဒီဒွားရချောက်ကူလုံးမှာဒွားရလေးမှာဖြစ်နေတာအဲ့တတိရှိနေရင်တော့တိလာလိမ့်မယ်သူကသူကြားမှန်းလဲတိလာမြင်မှန်းလဲတိလာလိမ့်မယ်
Make all your senses part of your experience of awareness. You can be aware of seeing, hearing, listening, touching, smelling, tasting, and body sensations. And thinking too, mind activities and so on. Any beginners here? Complete, like never meditated before here? No, nobody's complete. He says, so for a complete beginner, if you find it difficult to just be aware of anything, you can pay attention to something that you find easy to pay attention to. Okay? So you just start with something obvious, and then slowly your mind will notice other things. Do you understand everything he has said now?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So now he's going to ask you about the objects, he said. Is anapana important? Is awareness of breath at the nostrils important? Or awareness of breath at the abdomen important? He says, if we think something is more important, we will become attached to it.
Better lu thin da po kaung nei lu yu sin swae ma
that is if you think it's better yeah rather than a tool
atutu we be ayon me phi phi atutu we
yeah anything that you are observing is the same it's just an object just that
be object nei phi phi ya le kwa sa ko nei kai nei ayon yu yee ji
le and any object is fine you can start with any object it just needs to be something that is easy for you that works for you
a yee ji da ti ya ma awareness sa sa nai thain tha nai
What you need to be recognizing is the awareness is still going on. I'm still aware. Doesn't matter of what. I'm still aware of this, aware of that, aware of something else, aware of something. But the awareness is going on. Yeah. That's the instructions.
Any posture, sitting, walking, eating,
regardless of whatever posture you are in, sitting, eating, walking, flying.
Noble silence.
He's going to explain one more concept to you, and that is noble silence. You all have heard of noble silence?
Not total silence. No.
Noble silence does not mean total silence.
Noble silence means noble silence. Deep, niyam baba ne, ma pyo da.
Noble, the word noble in noble silence means that it is motivated by wisdom. That's why it's noble. So because you have wisdom, you understand why you should not talk. And if it's something is really important, then you understand why you should say that. So he's not saying total silence.
သူတက်ဆိုင်လန့်ပြောရင်ယောဂီတွေညံမတုံးနဲ့လို့ပြောတာအတူတူပ
ဲ He says if he says total silence it's like telling the yogis don't use your intelligence Just keep quiet Then don't eat he said Keep your mouth closed Don't eat also if you
အဲ့ပြောချင်တာစကားပြောပါလို့မပြောဘူးတော့ဦးစင်းပြောတာ
Yeah
ပြောတင်ပြောမပြောတင်မပြော
So he's not saying don't talk but he's really saying you check yourself whether it's necessary or not if it's not necessary don't talk if it's necessary maybe you should say something
အဲ့တော့မပြောချင်တာတွေပဲတိလာလိမ့်မယ
်
ပြောချင်နေ
When you check your mind before you speak he says then you will start to notice the desire to speak and why you want to speak you will have the chance to examine all that first
အဲ့ဒီရသွားရင်တော့အိမ်မှာအများကြီးတက်တာ
If you can do this he says at home things will become a lot better
okay so အမှကျန်နေတယ်သူသာပဲအော်အော်နောက်ထပ်ပြောချင်ရှိတယ်ဒီမှာရဖို့မလားမစဉ်းစားနဲ့နော်လုပ်ဖို့ပဲစဉ်းစား
one more thing he says you've come here to practice meditation He said, don't think about getting anything from this practice. You've only come here to do the practice, to just try to do it. Just to practice, that's all. Just to learn, yeah? Not trying to achieve anything. He will only talk to you about how to practice, that's all.
discussion လုပ်လေအထုအတွေ့အကြုံတွေပဲ discussion လုပ
် He will discuss with you your experience with learning how to practice yeah and he will talk to you about that that's all
Now we are doing မလုပ်နော်ဒီမှာ being လုပ
် And he says practice is not something you need to do okay you don't need to do practice you just need to be practicing It's very natural
အော် interview ကြရင်အဲ့လိုပေါ့ interview ကြရင်အတွက်လည်းပြောပါပဲ
Yeah
ဟိုနည်းနည်းအင်္ဂလိပ်ကငါပြောပြမလို့ပေါ့ကိုရောက်မှပဲကြည့်လို့
So
okay now you can start practice evening ကြရင်ညနေ4နာရီ6နာရီကြရင်ဒီ question answer ထပ်လုပ
်
6ဒီနေ့လုပ်နေတဲ့ဟိုဒီပြောဟိုလာပေါ့ practice ကိုဒီညနေ question answer လုပ်